Nitri for you here, live in the studio, believe it or not, here on Out of the Woods. I hope that sounded okay out there. Six folks in the studio with us this week. Lots of people to talk to, so I'm going to turn this way up here. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Woo! Yeah.
Are all of you students from the New England Conservatory of Music?
Well, we met through being students there, and some of us are still there, and some of us left.
Excellent. But you're all still based in the Boston area.
And yes.
Excellent. So, who do we got here?
We've got Sunniva Brinnan on the accordion and voice.
And that's you.
And I'm Zach Mayer on the saxophones, both baritone and curved soprano.
I'm McKinley James on cello.
This is Julian Loida on percussion.
I'm Lily Honigberg on fiddle.
And I'm Chris Overholser, also on the fiddle.
Excellent. Well, we have a tight space here. And
we've been in tighter, though.
I saw you guys play with four of you, and it seemed pretty tight. But we're spread out in kind of a semicircle here. And it sounds pretty good. So you guys have been super duper busy. You have your first CD, which came out how many months ago now?
It's in September.
September.
Yeah.
It feels like it's been a long time since I first met you guys.
Yeah, it was a long process. We first raised a bunch of funds for it from our generous fans. And that took about 3 months, and then we did sort of a pre-release tour over the summer, and then we released it in September, and then toured it until December, and here we are again, touring it, getting ready to work on our second album to be recorded at the end of May.
And you've been playing a ton of dates, too. Every time I turn around, you guys are someplace.
Yeah, you know, when you have an acoustic group and you don't have to be so reliable on a sound system, you can kind of get up and play anywhere in anyone's front room to any festival, and it's pretty economic, actually.
Excellent. Well, we got these folks jumping up and down trying to find microphones to talk into, so I think we'll just let them play. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
Now, the first one that we heard was called A Wish on the Wind, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
That's Julian there, who sounds like Santa Claus, by the way.
Or a Morris dancer.
Julian is the Santa Claus of the group, I would say.
Nice, and always giving us things.
He's wearing my old Morris dance bell pads.
Clackers. Oh, I got the wrong saxophone.
There are many moving parts here, folks, so bear with us. We have a little set list all made up here, so we got to stick to that, don't we?
That's right.
Ready?
Yeah.
All right. Night Tree, once again, for you here on Out of the Woods. Amazing. That was Faux Wrist. And I'm going to have to get Lily to tell the story about the little Lego man.
Yes. So this tune, Faux Wrist, Wrist is not a pet, actually. He was a little tiny Lego man that I found on the street. I picked him up and carried him around for a very long time, a couple of months, and we kind of had a lot of shared experiences. You know, I'd like put him on my desk in class, and one time I was teaching a class and I had to give them all tests, and I asked each of them before I gave them the test to shake his hand and have me take a picture with both of them. So I did that, and one day I was looking for Wrist in my pocket and he wasn't there, so I guess he jumped out and found his next friend. But I wrote this tune kind of right after I realized I had lost him.
A tragedy. Definitely. And his name was Wrist, right? Is that what happened?
Yeah. Yeah, my boyfriend named him Wrist.
So. The other man in your life. Wrist. Yeah, I found my own little Lego man back in the fall, and I thought of you because of your little Lego guy.
I saw the picture on Facebook. Right. I was very grateful.
Dayglow green little guy. We didn't keep him, though. We put him back in case, you know, his previous owner came back looking for
Maybe
him.
Maybe that's what I should have done.
But actually, if you would have taken him, it would have been a good tune out of that. Mm-hmm. Well, you never know how upset the owner would have been and how great the tune would have been.
And Lily, I actually forgot to tell you, but my aunt came over to me and gave me this little tiny monkey that she found on the street, and she said, "Oh, you should tell Lily, here, look, maybe she'll write a tune about it."
Yeah, you know, actually, since I've started kind of spreading the Wrist story, a lot of people have been finding tiny, like, plastic dinosaurs and, you know, little monkeys, like one of those little corn spears, and saying, "Lily, like, guess what I found on the street?"
Pretty soon you're going to be giving, like, people are going to be giving you their receipts for their, you know, their sandwiches. Here, look, I found it.
Also, we have a band mascot now, and he's called Guitar. It's a little fluffy bunny that Lily gave to me. And Guitar follows us around, because we don't have any guitar in the band, I guess, so so now we have a bunny.
I was just thinking about how you guys are the largest group ever to be in the studio and out of the woods, and also probably the first not to have a guitar in the band.
Woo!
I haven't thought too hard about that, but I think maybe... maybe so. We have two violins. We have all kinds of percussion, a cello, lots of horns, and a accordion. An accordion.
I'm happy you didn't call it a squeeze box.
Squeeze box.
Thanks. Okay.
But anyway, Night Tree is here on Out of the Woods. We're going to get them to play another one for you. Things are moving along pretty quick. We might have time for extra. Who knows? But what you got next?
Well, this is one of our newest pieces. It's called Before You Leave. Thank you.
Very nice. Night Tree, yeah. Great stuff. Yeah, absolutely. That one was called Before You Leave, correct? Is that one of the new one you were talking about?
Yeah, it is. It happened, it was written right after a whole September filled with transcribing nothing but Swedish polskas. It was kind of an obsession that I had, and I was just listening to them nonstop, particularly by this band called Väsen. And after just absorbing these melodies, this tune just kind of came out one day. Yeah.
Very cool.
Very peculiar way to go about it, but that's how it happened.
Yeah, your influences as a band are from all over the map, right?
Yeah, and they come from all over the map, and then within the band, I mean, I never knew about Swedish polskas until my exposure increased to Suniva, who is from Sweden, and so she's been influencing me, and so I got obsessed with that music largely, probably solely because of her.
I actually didn't know that. That's very nice to know. Thank you, Zach, I generally feel like people are very open to me sharing my background in Swedish folk music here in the States. Sometimes they're just happening to like the music, and sometimes they have some Swedish ancestry. And yeah, it's been feeling like there's an interest in it in the States, so I like that.
Very cool. And the rest of you, where do you pull all your influences from?
I grew up in a household of professional classical musicians. My dad is a cellist in the National Symphony Orchestra in Washington, D.C., and my mother is a piano teacher. She has about 30 young students that come to the house every week, and she runs a harpsichord series from my house. So I grew up playing classical music. I started when I was 4 on the violin, and a couple of years ago I heard the Irish fiddler Martin Hayes play a Tiny Desk concert, and I realized I needed to learn how to play fiddle. So, yeah.
Very, very cool.
Well, for me, I don't know. I've always listened to a whole lot of different types of music, but I would say, first and foremost, improvised music is where I'm coming from. So I would say, like, within the band, the influence that I'm bringing is coming from, you know, jazz and other forms of improvised music. And I think everyone else in the band brings that as well, which is sort of an interesting thing to bring to a folk band.
What about that?
Oh yeah, I like rap music as well. So I try to, you know, play some rhythms.
And that's Chris talking. That was Lily just prior. And anybody else want to chime in?
I'm McKinley. I grew up playing a lot of, I guess you'd describe it as New England traditional music. So I played a lot of contra dances and went contra dancing all the time. And so I guess New England music has a lot of influences from like Celtic music, Scottish and Irish music especially, and old time music and Quebecois music, and it basically just conglomerates all of them into this one broad genre, which I really love.
Very cool. And Julian, you played did some rock stuff, right? I think I heard you saying something about that.
I'm coming out of the Midwest, where we play a lot of blues and R&B and soul and rock music. I grew up playing kit in a band for 10 years. And then I also studied classical music for 6 years in school. And in that, I was studying jazz, and I discovered world music, particularly from Cuba and Brazil, as well as avant-garde music, and all of those kind of sort of culminate into my choices of rhythms and instruments and textures that I overlay on their melody and chords.
Very cool. Well, I think we need to take a quick break here, but don't go anywhere, folks. Night Tree will be back with more right after this.